Welcome to Clifton Health On Air.
I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And welcome to Clifton Health On Air. We are a local health department podcast here in Clifton, New Jersey that also services the township of Little Falls.
We are located just about 12 miles west of New York City.
And welcome. Today we are talking all about Little Falls, and we are here with Mayor James Damiano, the mayor of Little Falls.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Doing well, thanks.
And also with us today is our health educator, Kimberly Finkler, to join us with this episode.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. And we're super excited to sit down and chat with you, Mayor Damiano. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I am 37 years old. I've been born and raised here in Little Falls. With the exception of a couple of years where I was off at college, I have lived here my entire life. Little Falls has always been home to me, and I am passionate about Little Falls as a municipality here in New Jersey.
Awesome. We're from Clifton, so the form of government that you guys have here, the mayor is strictly involved, right, in city council, or how would you describe the form of government?
Yeah, so our form of government here in Little Falls is we're considered strong mayor, and what that means is the day-to-day activities, the day-to-day decisions, and anything from the executive side of things is handled by myself through my business administrator and through all of our department heads. The council here in Little Falls is they are legislative. They approve budgets. They approve financing. They advise how much money can be utilized towards particular projects. And that's where their approvals are instrumental in moving Little Falls forward. But from a day-to-day operating perspective, I'm the one that's involved with everything. Of course, keeping them in the loop, because when we need funding available for various projects, activities, improvements, and things like that, of course, their approval is absolutely necessary.
Mayor, you said that you lived in Little Falls all your life. Can you tell us some of the history about the township?
Absolutely. Little Falls has a really rich and long history. In fact, we were originally incorporated in 1711.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I remember a handful of years ago, before being elected, I was a little bit younger, we had our 300th anniversary parade that came down Main Street, and it was quite an event and quite a day. And although that's when we were incorporated, it wasn't actually until March of 1914 where some of the townships was actually taken from Woodland Park, and there was a bit of a land swap between the two towns. So it wasn't until then that the current borders of Little Falls and then West Patterson, but now Woodland Park, were actually created. So it is certainly a long in history town, but with some more recent and modern changes to it. And what many people don't know is originally Little Falls was actually a Dutch colony. So we had many Dutch colonies here in town. There was a lot of farming that was happening. There were horse racetracks here in town, which is also why they say some of our grass in sections of town is so green, because it is so well fertilized from all of the horse tracks that existed.
Wow. Looking at all, I would never known that.
No.
And overall, we're a relatively small town. We are about 2.8 square miles of land here in Little Falls, under 3 miles. And within that very small area, we have about 13,000 to 14,000 residents, which has remained a pretty consistent number here in town now over the past decade.
Wow.
I'm just so surprised. Wow.
Yeah.
And how many schools do you have?
Yeah, so Little Falls has 3 local schools.
Okay.
In fact, back in the day, and I say back in the day like it's so many years ago, but when my father went to school here in Little Falls, you went to only one school for K through 8. And whichever section of town you lived in, where we have 3 sections here in town, we have a section considered the Great Notch section, a section in town that we kind of call the center of town, and a third section that we call Singac. And depending on which section of town you lived in, you went to that school K through 8. But now the 3 schools are broken up so that we have a K through 2. We have a 3rd and 4th grade. And then we have a 5th through 8th grade school. And in addition to our 3 local schools, we host the regional high school, Passaic Valley High School, for Little Falls, Totowa, and Woodland Park. So we have the fortune of having that right here in Little Falls as well.
Wow.
Wow, that's awesome. What inspired you to pursue the job that you have right now?
Public office has always been something that I've been interested in. But that wasn't until I completed all of my formal education. I got through my undergraduate degree. I ultimately received a Juris Doctorate from Seton Hall Law School, and I'm a full-time practicing attorney. And during that time and during the time that I was graduating, became very interested in getting involved in the public and providing back to people.
Is there someone who had a major impact on your life?
So as far as my involvement in politics, there is. My grandfather was instrumental in doing this. I'm actually his namesake, and he was involved in politics growing up. He was a councilman in Woodland Park. He ran for mayor in Woodland Park. And it was always something that inspired me, seeing how involved he was in his municipality and seeing how he always enjoyed giving back to the people.
You would say that motivate you to get involved in public office?
It certainly did. It was something I've always wanted to do, and following in his footsteps was, there were big shoes to fill, but certainly something I had always had a passion for.
What inspired you to pursue the profession as an attorney?
There is no doubt that there's one person in my life who was instrumental in directing me towards this profession, and that was my mother. She was somebody who grew up in a family that did not have very many means. She was the first person to graduate from college, not to mention law school. She did that because after graduating college, she became a guidance counselor, and she wanted to help kids. And in her years of helping kids, she realized that she was limited in what she could do. So she went to law school so that she could become a real advocate for children, which ultimately led her to the profession in family law, which is what I do now. And it really has been driven because of our desire to help kids in families where there's problems, kids where there's issues. And it allows us to really focus on helping these families get the best interests of their children met. And it is really something that we've always had a passion for, and that was instilled in me through my mother.
Wow. Grandfather, mother, thank you to your family.
Thank you.
What are some words of wisdom you would just give young people in general living in Little Falls?
Yeah, so some of the best life advice that I think I give is sometimes the best advice in life is to not take other people's advice. Mm. Sometimes doing what it is that is best for you, doing what it is that you believe will get you to the ultimate goal that you're looking to achieve, is the best advice. Don't take other people's advice. Follow your heart, follow your dreams, follow your passion. Get yourself to the place where you want to be, and don't let others tell you you did it wrong, you should have done it different. Don't take other people's advice. Is my advice.
Wow, thank you so much. As mayor, that's awesome to hear, because you work so hard, and kids now are like asking for everyone's advice, and it's like, no, your dreams are okay. Keep going, right? So thank you so much for that advice.
Of course.
And with being mayor, we would like to know, what does your average day look like? What does the mayor do? What does the mayor of Little Falls do?
So that's a great question. Most people don't know this, but being mayor here in Little Falls is a part-time job. It comes with a very small stipend. So I do spend a lot of my days working in my regular office. But that's not to say there aren't days where I spend almost the entirety of it doing things related to Little Falls. For example, today, I know it's a little after 2 p.m. here today, and since 9 a.m. I have done nothing but municipal-related things. Wow. So I started here at 9 a.m., had a meeting about water and sewer issues that we're having here in the town. I moved on to checking out some of the and inspecting some of the construction and streetscapes that we have going on here in town. I stopped at the library to do a podcast there, actually, about noon in the know here in Little Falls.
Oh, and wow. We have some competition.
And I ultimately ended up here to meet with you to get more information out about our health department and the services that you guys offer.
Wow, that's great. Oh, man. So you're really popular.
Sometimes time is in demand, and it certainly helps give a good balance to the work and life and everything here in town.
How does it feel going back to your alma mater, Passaic Valley, as mayor?
You know, it is something that is an exciting and fun thing to do. I spent 4 years in the hallways of that building as a student. I, of course, visited here and there in between then and becoming a bit older, but the next time I've really spent substantial time in the school was while I was attending law school. I ran for the Board of Education, and I was on the Board of Education at Passaic Valley for about 4 years before running for council for the first time. So that's when I began to spend some time there initially, and then now as mayor, attending events such as the graduations, the plays, all of the bigger activities, is certainly brings back some real sense of just being home, because it really was home for 4 years. So it was it certainly is fun to go
like
back there.
It's like a full circle
now.
Moment.
It really is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And when you were a student at Passaic Valley, were you involved in any clubs, any sports?
I spent my time at Passaic Valley doing what I tell a lot of people to do now. That's get involved. And I was involved in so many sports and activities when I was there. At the time that I had graduated, and I'm not sure if it's changed since, I had the most activity points of anybody that had gone through the school in recent history. So that's why I do impress upon the young kids, you know, get involved, be involved in your community, be involved in your school. It pays dividends at the end.
Do you find time to eat lunch and check you back in with your law office?
So most people by looking at me can tell I rarely skip a meal. Today I have not had lunch yet, but I will be right after this.
Okay, yeah, we'll make sure it's quick.
But I absolutely find time to make room for a meal every single day.
Awesome. Well, we want to thank you for coming on this podcast. In your words, can you describe the partnership you have with the Clifton Health Department?
Yeah, the partnership that Little Falls has with Clifton has existed since a little bit before me becoming mayor a little over 8 years ago. And I will tell you, early on, there were a number of people who asked to meet with me to determine if we should move to a different health department. And the services that is provided to the municipality by the Clifton Health Department is unmatched. There was nobody who was able to provide the same level of services to Little Falls as the Clifton Health Department has. And having you guys here in town as a partner has been incredible over these last 8 years, not to mention, in addition to just the health services, but the animal control support that you also provide to the municipality. It has been a great experience over my 8 years as mayor.
And I know recently we were at one of the Little Falls council meetings, and we just wanted to know, what are some like new health initiatives that you and the council were speaking about, and any upcoming events that we have?
Yeah, so fortunately, and thanks to all of you at the Clifton Health Department, we constantly have initiatives that we are trying to spread the word to residents about. We constantly have events and activities for residents to attend. And there is a free eye screening being provided by the Clifton Health Department on October 10th from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. That will be held in Clifton at 207 Parker Ave. And anyone from Little Falls who is interested in attending that can also attend. So a huge thank you for continuing to run all of these programs. I know it's constantly being updated, and every single month there's additional things for Little Falls residents to attend, and we really appreciate all of your assistance in putting these programs together.
Yeah, thank you. And if you want to reserve a spot for any of the events that we have, you can call us at 973-470-5773. That's the health department number. And we recently, you guys have a Facebook page now with the health department. Is that correct?
Yes, just recently, and thanks to the health department also related to this, we have a new Facebook page that is being launched essentially now. It's going to continue to have updates and information for all of our Little Falls residents. It will be more Little Falls-centric than just Clifton-centric. And I know, thanks to a number of residents who had essentially requested that more information be focused on Little Falls, you guys were instrumental in launching a new Facebook page that will be very Little Falls-centric. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you. And we'll be sure to put this episode right on top.
Yes.
Sure.
That
for
sounds
sure.
great.
We'll pin it to the top of the page.
Yeah.
What is one thing you wish people knew about Little Falls?
So the one thing I always want people to know about Little Falls, and I don't really think it is a secret, and it's something that most people do know, is that Little Falls really is a tremendous place to raise a family. And I always jokingly say to people, unless you've been in Little Falls for over 50 years or your family has been here for over 50 years, you're very new to Little Falls. Mm. We have a town where people, once they are born here, raised here, they most times seem to want to stay here and raise their own families here. And I think that is very telling about Little Falls and the morals that we have here in town. And people really enjoy staying and raising their families here in town.
And I think we also get that feeling, too, when we're out in the field doing outreach and going to some of the Memorial Day concerts that people, when we speak to them and we ask them, oh, how long have you been in Little Falls? Do you know where your health department? And they're like, oh, yeah, we know that. I've been here for 60 years and my children grew up here.
Yeah. And even the little kids at Mindfulness that we taught, they're super excited. Oh, they were talking about their football games that they had or the baseball games with everyone in their class to like point out, you have a baseball game that I went to. And then we went to this person's house. So it's a very tight-knit community. And that's awesome. That's
it is.
Wonderful.
The sense of community here in Little Falls is unmatched. And it's one of my favorite things because as much as we are a town that's growing, like many towns in New Jersey, we still have that small town feel, that small town charm, and that sense of community. And it is a big thing for me.
What are some wise words of wisdom you would give to a young person growing up in Little Falls and is looking at a career in public government?
Yeah, somebody who's interested can get involved young. Mm. There are so many opportunities to get involved. Sometimes great ways are to start through being in the Cub Scouts or the Brownies and the Girl Scouts, or ultimately the Boy Scouts, and getting involved in the public, doing community projects, asking what can be done to improve my community is something that becomes centric to getting involved in politics, wanting to do the right thing for people, and giving back in that sense. So sometimes the best advice is to just put yourself out there, get involved, attend the things that are happening in a town. There are so many events and activities happening here in Little Falls that there's always an opportunity. If you can't make one, there's plenty of others out there to make it to. And I tell everybody, just get involved. Be present. Come enjoy the activities because there's so much happening. You will eventually learn and see a bunch of familiar faces, and that'll really help you kick off a career in public government.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to say to the community?
That Little Falls is a town that I am proud to call home. I hope everybody here in Little Falls is proud to call Little Falls home. I know we have some new faces and a lot of young faces in town, and I hope those are people who are going to be first-generation Little Falls, where years from now, their kids and maybe even their kids will want to be here raising their families.
I just want to touch upon some upcoming events in Little Falls. Can you just, anything that is not health-related that we should, the listeners should look forward to?
Absolutely. Semi-health-related.
Okay.
Is a Spooky Sprint 5K run that we have coming up.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Although not directly related to the health department per se, it is going to be a great day to get out there. You do not need to be able to run a full 5K. We do have a shorter mile lap that you can take. We will have events and activities happening at our recreation center during the actual 5K. So if you don't want to run or walk at all, you can certainly still join us there. And that will be occurring on October 20th. That's our Little Falls Spooky Sprint. It starts as early as 8 a.m. The gun will go off at 9. So join us down there. You can sign up for that at our community pass on the township's website. So certainly an event that if you're interested in attending, you can sign up for. We will also be having our Oktoberfest in Little Falls hosted by our PBA, and that's coming up on October 5th. That will be happening near our municipal building at the intersection of Union Ave and Walnut, so you can join us there across from St. Agnes in their parking lot for our PBA Oktoberfest on October 5th.
And Mayor, where's your recreation center?
Yeah, the Recreation Center is located on Patterson Ave. It's 160 Patterson Ave here in Little Falls. It is right off of the highway exit for McBride Ave and Patterson Ave. If you head towards Little Falls, you will pass it. You cannot miss it. It has been completely renovated in the past couple of years. We have a new state-of-the-art facility down there. And that's another great place that for anybody looking to take the first step to get in shape during times when there's no kids' activities or games going on, you can certainly go down there, utilize that field to help get yourself in shape, and you can do it at your own pace.
Awesome.
Awesome.
That's great.
Also, you mentioned that Little Falls has a civic center. Where is that?
Yes, we have a civic center located at 19 Warren Street here in Little Falls. It is across from our Little Falls Library, and it is right behind what was the former municipal building here in Little Falls.
Oh.
So we have a great little area there where a lot of community-centric things happen, including some of our senior events happen in our civic center. We hold some events for individuals with special needs in our civic center. So we do have a lot of things that are happening there on a day-to-day basis. Certainly a great spot and somewhere that I know our health department is no stranger to in joining us in our activities that we host there. So thank you for all of your support through all of those.
Thank you so much.
Yes, the St. Patrick's Day dance was a lot of fun.
Awesome. And you also host a Little Falls Farmers Market every Sunday, but it will soon conclude in October?
Yes, every single Sunday until the end of October. We host a farmers market here in Little Falls at the back of the municipal building in the parking lot at 225 Main Street. We have tons of vendors there. It is not just farm products. Of course, they are here. Some of the seasonal berries and fruits and vegetables are out right now. They remain fresh throughout the whole year. Some of the best that you will find around. Little Falls, I believe, was named in the top 10 farmers markets in New Jersey last year.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Which was very impressive since we've only been running it for 4 years here in town.
Wow.
It was the vision of one of our councilwomen here in town, Christine Hablitz, who was a big, big leader in getting that here. And of course, it was during the time of COVID, but we insisted that with it being an outdoor activity right in the middle of COVID, that it was something that should continue, and it has really been thriving. So the amount of things that you could do here at the farmers market on a Sunday are incredible. There's events for children, there's events for seniors, so everyone is welcome to attend the farmers market.
Before you mentioned that families and children are like a big part of your life, and just had me thinking how we do the mindfulness classes here in Little Falls. And I wonder if any teachers or students or families in Little Falls have like mentioned anything about that and how it's impacted their life.
So I have gotten positive feedback about the program that you guys are running here in town. And it's one of those things that really brings this whole conversation home for me that we've been having. How really there's so much more about people's health than just physical health. Right, there's mental health, and it's one of those things that not everybody sees. And all of these programs that you help run for all of our schools, our mindfulness programs and all of those, really is a tremendous benefit to our kids here in our community.
Yes, keep the generation in Little Falls.
That's it.
That's the theme of today. We want to thank you so much for your time, for being on Clifton Health on Air. It was awesome talking with you today.
Thank you. We appreciate everything you guys do for us here in Little Falls. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.